On Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, at the top of the page. So we're in the middle of trying to answer a shayla, and that was, is Eid Echad believed to matir a woman Lashok? In other words, she's a Shemiras Yavam, her husband died without children, and she has to now do Yibum, at least whatever, on the brother. And an Eid Echad comes and says that the brother died also. So now she's mutter to go to Shuk. That's one possibility. There's other possibility. So question is that okay? We listen Eid Echad. We know Eid Echad believes some for a woman to say her husband died, to some to get married, a regular woman. But is she mutter? Is Eid Echad does Eid Echad mutter to marry to the Shuk? Okay, so Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes Tenisua. We have the answer in our Mishnah, the first case in our Mishnah. Amru La Meis Balich V'achar Kach Meis Beneich V'Niseis. So what happened that she was testimony that her husband died, and afterwards her son died. So therefore, there's no chiyuv yibum, because when her son, where her husband died, her son was still alive. So he died with kids. And therefore, fine. Venice said she got married Lashuk, stum to some guy. And then Vachaka Kamru La Chiluf Hayudadvarim. Then they said, hey, you know, there was a mistake. It was the opposite way around. So first your son died, then your husband died. So you were actually chayav to do yibum, and you got married Lashuk, and we're not allowed to. So what's the din? Teitse Vavlad Rishon and the Acharon or Mamzer. If you remember, as we saw, this is according to Rabbi Akiva, the Chavilavin is Mamzerim, and the first and the second, and we said also a certain second is not really Mashmauti here, because there's no real difference, the Matzav hasn't changed, but because of the case after that, we're saying, okay. But find the first and second get her Mamzer, because she was married, she's over on the Lav of marrying Lakshuk, which she was not allowed to, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the kids are Mamzer. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now Gemara's Medayak, so to say this same Mahalach now is exactly the same thing we did yesterday with the other child. So Heichi Dami, Ilema, Trey, so what's the Eidus over here? If it was Trey, the first two came and told her that she can get married Lashuk, and then two came and said, no, you were not allowed to. So my chazi to samchazahani samochahani. Why are you believing the O stream that she said, oh, it's no good, the second set, and therefore she has to leave, etc.? Why are you believing the second set more than the first? This is Trey. It's 50-50. And Mamzer, why are you calling the kid a Mamzer? Safik Mamzer. He's only Safik Mamzer. We don't know. It's Trey. So it's not for sure a Mamzer. It's only a Safik Mamzer. If you want to say Nechanami, the Mishnah was no dog. It really is Safik Mamzer. But it says a Mamzer, but it's really a Safik Mamzer. That's not true. Vami Diktani Seifa, Harishan Mamzer, Vacharaneno Mamzer, Shmamina the Dafkiktani. That was the case, again, like we saw yesterday, when they, with Nadi Yavam, the regular case, they said your husband died, she got married, said no, he hadn't died, but now he's dead. So the first kid's is a Mamzer, because the HSH, and the second one's not, because the husband is dead. So he said Shramina Dafkiktani, as we explained yesterday, because that is the case of one and two, not two and two, and two is believed over one, so that's for sure the kid's a Mamzer. So we see that in the Mishnah, when it says Mamzer, it means Mamish Mamzer. Okay, Elalav, so what are we talking about? You must say Chad, that it's not that two. This first time only one came. One matted her to marry Lashuk, and then afterwards, let's say two came and said no. The time, what's the reason why the Atu Betray Achushua? That, why is there a problem that she has to leave and everything? That's because two came afterwards and knocked out that one. But Halav Hachimashma, if the two hadn't come, then everything would be okay. Mammon, that one aid that first said she can get married to Shuk was believed, everything's okay. The only problem is two came afterwards and no good. So Mashma, that one is good, so that answers our Shaila, that therefore one aid is allowed to Matir Lashuk. Okay, the Gemara says no. Lo'olam Trey. Really, it is talking about Trey. We had these couple of questions. How can that be Trey? That, why are you believing the second set, not the first set, etc., and why is it a Mamzer? It's only Suffolk. So no, it's not a problem. Why? Ukadama Ravacha Barminyume Be'edi Hazama. So Achanami Be'edi Hazama. So like Ravacha Bar Minyumi said, case of Eidei Hazama, so too over here, meaning that what's the Trey? That originally it wasn't just one Eid. First two Eidim came and said, yes, you can go get married Lashuk. And then another two came and said, these first two are they couldn't have known this, why they're Eidos, because Imanu Hayisim B'Machon Ploni, Eidei Hazama. So what's the difference? As opposed to Achasha, which just knocks out both Eidim, we know by Eidei Hazama, we believe the second set. That's Eidim Zomami. So we believe the second set, so now the first set is knocked out, and didn't say this, but then Mesama, the second set, after that, after knocking, they didn't say anything about the case, then they, after knocking them out, so first set's out, and then they said, the truth of the matter is, we saw, and it was the other way around. Or it could be another to say, Eidim saw, or whatever. What?
How could they, if they said,
we couldn't see either, right? No, but it could be, not at the same time. There's, like they knocked that out, and then they said, and then a day later we were thinking we saw the other way around. That was not the same moment, right? Okay, so they gave the second testimony, and then or another two, whatever, doesn't matter. And therefore there's no raya to hear about it. We believe in Eichad. We're not believing in Eichad. If this is the case, there's two Eidim to begin with. Okay. See Rashi, Vlad Mamzer, he said, "Kerab Yekiva be'edi hazama shachronim hizimu esar chrishonim." They knocked out the first ones. Ramru imanu ha'isem. The Rachamani heminu, because the Torah believes the second set in this case. Because Steve says that Darshu Ashoftim heitev vehine echeker v'chule makminan le be'imanu ha'isem in Maseches Machos. Okay. Amarle, back to the Gemara. Amarle Mordechai, Rav Mordechai to Rav Ashi. Ve'amrila, some say it was Rav Acha said it to Rav Ashi. Not Rav Mordechai to Rav Ashi, but rather Rav Acha to Rav Ashi. Tashma. So again, we're still trying to answer our question. Does Eidechad believe to Matihir Lashuk? So he brings a Mishnah that comes later on, our Masechas. Ein ha'isha ne'menes lomar meis yivami she'en ase. So a woman herself is not believed to say that, oh my, that she's a Shomeres Yavam, and she says, no, my Yavam, you know, I'm supposed to marry, no, he died, so now I can marry who I want. No, she's not believed to matir herself, Lashok. Velo Mesa Chosi, she kanes Levesa. Or if her sister's married to somebody, and her, you know, brother-in-law, and she says, oh yeah, my sister dies, now I can marry him, my brother-in-law. We don't believe her on those two things. Because the only time the Chachami believed her is to be made on her own husband, but not on others. Okay, so now the Gemara makes a diuk. So he, nihi delo mehemna. Ha'edechad mehemen. So the Mishnah, why is the Mishnah Dafka saying that she's not believed? Mashma Dafka, she is not believed to matur herself l'shuk, but an edechad would be believed to matur l'shuk. Whereas Medayek, so that would, if we ended here, would answer our Shaila. However, the Gemara says no, is Doka that. Why? Because, if that's your Diuk, so what about the Seifa? Have that same Mishnah. Then it moves on to the man. It says, Ein ha'ish ne'man lomar me'sachi she'yaveh met ishto. So he, the brother, is not believed to say that, my brother died and is married to, you know, my sister-in-law, and now I can do yibum on her. He's not believed to say that. But lo meisa ishti shesa tachotan. He can't say, yeah, my wife's dead, so I can marry her sister. He's not believed in these two cases. So, what are you gonna do? That diuk you made in the Reisha, so then you're gonna have to make that same diuk in a Seifa, which doesn't work. What are you gonna say? That who ihi lo mehemnan? He's not believed if he says this, but what? Ha eid echad mehemnan? What eid echad is? Again, because if you want to make that diuk, you have to be consistent. Make that same diuk in a Seifa. So what? You're gonna say that he's, to say, oh, my brother died, can marry his wife, you know, miyabim her, he's not believed, but what? Eid echad is? Now we know that he has not believed for such a thing. Bi'ishlama gabi isha mishumi guna ikilu varva. The only time we saw an Eidechad is believed in such things like erva like this is only in the case of the woman because of igun. Right? But by a man that's not the case. So ela gabi ish ma'ikalamemar. There's no union of igun. So therefore, he's for sure an Eidechad has not believed over there. So that's the diuk's not a can't say that diuk, because if you're going to say diuk in a ratio, you're going to have to say in a safe, and it doesn't work. Let's see Rashi a little bit. I can shake an esla beisa, that I will go enter, she says, into shake an esla, I enter her house, beisa balabaila, and I will marry her husband. Seifa diktani ha'ed echad mehem. Okay. Right, so then so what about the seifa? It says over there, ha'ed echad mehem. What are you going to say by the man that he's not believed, but an ed echad is over there? Beat me up. Me mehem and ed echad lomar mesa ishtacha lisa achota. What, we're going to believe an ed echad to say that his wife dies and he can marry his sister? That can't be. Okay, so, now what? So the question is, so we're saying the diuk's no good because of the seifa, so why does it say, is the Mishnah written in such a fashion, and Dafka say she's not believed, if its truth is, even the Eid is not believed. So the Gemara says, Ella, the reason why it's written the Gabi, the woman, that she's not believed to say, you know, the Yavam died to marry the Shuk, etc., Dafka is focusing on the woman and not the Eid Echa, and even if both, is for the following. Ki itzrich la Rabbi Akiva itzrich. So it's needed for Rabbi Akiva that salka da'atachamina, as I might have thought, that dafka may be, and this is why we have to write about the woman, the dafka may be, that it's not to say, if she herself testifies that, let's say her Yavama died, and therefore she can marry Lashuk, maybe, hoyva amar Rabbi Akiva, yesh mamzer mechai ve'lavin, Ema Chaisha al Kilkula. Okay, so now there's two girsas here, so it's big Rashi, if you noticed on the side. So, there's two different girsas here in the Gemara. It's one was with the Bach and one without. So, we're gonna have to explain both of them. So first we'll take out the word Zara, cause that's, the Bach takes that out, so according to the preferred girsa that Rashi likes, as we'll see, Bezrat Hashem. So, we reads as follows. So since Rabbi Kiva said, Yesh Mamza Chayve Lavin, so Ema Chaisha Akilkula Vidaika. Okay, that since, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a very serious thing to marry Lashok, because, we see that, because the kid is, kid that come under that is Mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, according to this Kirsa, I think she's worried about her kikula, because this Girsa learns that in the beginning of the Perek, when we had the case of the regular woman, that she gets married, you know, based on her own testimony, whatever, and then the Baal shows up, it's Teitzei Mizeh, and Ein La This, Ein La That, all the bad things. So this Girsa held that the same thing applies to Yavama, specifically according to Rabbi Akiva. That if she marries a Yibum when she was not supposed to, because she's thinking their husband is dead or whatever, and she does Yibum and not, or in this case, she marries Lashuk when she was supposed to be Miyavim, and then we find out that Yavim was really alive, then all the things, they say, Mizem, Mizem, all the things apply. So I might think that, look, she's gonna have to go through all these, so to speak, punishments, that then Shmistama, she's gonna be Medayik. This is what I might think. And therefore, he's not going to go stum marry Lashuk, because she's got to care about her own kilkul, having to go all through these things. That's why I might think, that's why Dafka the Mishnah zeroes in on the woman and says, yeah, Enecha is also not believed. But even she's not believed, knowing that she's going to have to go through all these things, if she's just going to, you know, say that, yeah, he's dead, and go get married to this Lashuk. But therefore, Kamash Malan, and we're not gorse these words according to this, Kamash Malan not, that, no, she, that's what the Habba mean. I mean, Kamash Malan, no, she might hate that Yavam so much that, again, that, like we said yesterday, that this hatred blinds, and she's not going to look into it as she's supposed to, etc. And even though she's going to have to go all through things, it doesn't matter, she's still not going to see things clearly, because she hates the Yavam so much, she's going to go ahead and marry him. So that's the Kamash Malan. Okay, that's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that Ema Chayshi Al Kilkula De Zara, meaning that no, she doesn't have to go through all these things. That doesn't apply by this woman that's going to marry Lashuk when her Yavam appears. She doesn't have to go all through all these things. So what's the thing? I might have said that maybe she's going to be Medayek, not because of herself, for her kids. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the kids are Mizarim. So therefore, she's going to be Medayeg, not for herself, because she doesn't have to go through things, but her kid's going to be a Mamzer, according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, I might say that not. She's probably telling the truth, and she probably looked into it very well, etc., because she knows she married Lashuk, and it's not true. It's not, you know, her Yavam shows up, her kids are going to be Mamzerim. For that, because Al Kikuli Dezara. Kamash Malan, no, that kuli di day chayshina, kuli dazara lo chayshina. And point to this kirsa. Then the answer, the Gemara said, no, zdoche. So when do we say she's going to be medayachnev? That's if in case where she would be affected personally, like they say mizeh and all these things. If that, like in the case of a regular woman that's, you know, marries by saying her husband's dead, that's when she should be worried. She'll be careful. But over here, she's not going to be. It's just for just because of the kid. She's not going to. They're going to be Mazarian. That's not going to, you know, make sure that she's very careful. That's the other way of looking. Okay. So let's just try to get to this Rashi. So Ella lo tidik mine ha'ed echad mehem. So don't be medayek, like we said, that ed echad is believed, because that's not ed echad, also not believed. Da'hi gufi tzrich lashminan. So why is it telling us dafka about the woman if even ed echad is not believed? Because dafka, we want to teach this inyan about the woman herself, that she's not believed, and this is the Rebbe Rabbi Kiva tzrich. Why? The Sultan Aichamino hoyel be'amar Rabbi Kiva yesh mamzer miyavam alashok. If she marries incorrectly to lashok, the kids are mamzer. So chayish al kilkula, that her own kilkul, because she's going to have to go through all those things that we mentioned in the beginning of the pair. V'chi amrat meit yivamit say, and therefore she's obviously telling the truth because she doesn't want to go through all these things. That's what I might think. And if she says my yivam died, she can get married. Kamash malah, no, the lo man, we don't believe her. Why? Bishum dezim nisyanyale kadamran, like we saw, because maybe she hates him and she's not going to look into it enough because of this hatred. Aval gabe baile lo amrina nisani. We don't say the gabe regular case of the husband that she hates him and that's why she says he's dead or whatever. That we don't say. Okay, so that's one gear. Savis the garsi kamash malan da kukula di day chashinan. This is the answer. Then on the answer, the Gemara is that again, we're not worried about. She's not. She doesn't makalkal her. It only makalkals her kids. And therefore, the kamash malan is da kukula di day chashinan. The only time we're choshed with about her own kilkul. For example, gon meis bali, which is not our case over here. That if she says my husband's dead, then yeah, then we say that she's probably telling the truth because she has her own kilkul here. That the yasi baile, if the husband shows up, amrina say semi zem mizeh v'chol kilkule de masnitzin ba, all those things are on her hilkach mehem, and therefore there she's believed. Ba la kilkule de zara, but here going to this girsa, it doesn't affect her at all. It only affects the kid that is a mamzer. Even if she's mishaker, lo mekalkal el azar. Only her kids are affected, not her. The fili Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, lo chashin. I might say for that she's not choshish. It's about the kids. And kamash malan that yeah, we are choshish for that. But Rashi doesn't like that girsa. Velo nihirali. Why? The hal Rabbi Kiva he gufa mekalkal abachol kilkuli the masnisin. Because the truth is, it's in like Rashi likes the preferred girsa that she is mekulkal, right? In the case of the Yavama, when she marries Lashok, she is. Kedis we see according to Rabbi Kiva, kedis none and it's like it's getting and dape leel also b'shmaitzin. Might see none, like we bring it as well. But to Yufta, Hakonis as Yavim Tova, Hakatar as Avinis, etc. That they say Mizemi Zeva, Chol Hadrachima Elu, Bav. And we make that she has to go through all those things, and we make the Ukimta over there, the Ukimna, Kerebi Akiva, Alma, Biyavama Lashuk, Nami Islan, Kol Hanim Kikula. It does apply all these things by Yavama. Viod, and furthermore, another proof is that he lomak, if you're going to say that she's not mekulkal, only her kids, right, in the Yavam Lashuk, and the Yavam shows up, if she's not affected, only the kids, so lamali the misna yakla, why do you have to biklal say that case? Why? We see that in the next case, we saw in the next case, we see there clearly that she's not, doesn't care about her kids. Why? Diktani, that in our, over here, when we said that, right, she's not believed to say, my sister dies, now I can marry my brother-in-law. We saw that she's not believed to say that. But honey, that's for sure, mamzerim in that case, if the sister's still alive, and she's married, two sisters married, so she would, the kid, for for sure is a mamzer, according to everybody, and she's not believed. So we see, but why not? She's believed. Doesn't she care that her kids are going to be mamzer? So we see clearly that she not doesn't care about that. In the case of our case, it's only with the yavim. That's only a lavim. So therefore, for sure, she's not. She doesn't care in the case of a vadai. You know, with the case with the sister. So in this case, surely she's not going to be so careful. Therefore. It's not the case. And again, the alpha got the imakakal, that rather, like Rashi prefers to say, that the correct gears is, it's probably talking about her own personal kilkul, that's coming to teach us that she, alpha got the, that she herself is going to be a mukulkal by marrying this yavam, the shuk, if the yavam shows up. So, the tetei mibal, etc., mi yavam lo mehemna, mishum de zimni nasanile. And we don't believe her, though, even though she's going to be mukulkal. Why? Because maybe she hates the yavam. Okay, on Sadi Dalad Amud Aleph, 16 lines from the bottom. Rav Amar. Yeah, first word on the line, Rav Amar. After the Dalad Amud Aleph. Okay, so now we're back to the Shaila still. Is Eid Echad believed to matir this Yavama Lashok? As we've been discussing, still don't have an answer. That he says, comes along, let's say, says to the Yavama, okay, you're the brother that you're Zakuktu, he was Nifter, and therefore you can, go out to the Lashok. So Rav Amar, Eid Echad Neman V'Yavama Mikal V'Chomer. I'm not sure, Rafal, but I think this was your question the other day. I'm not sure. I don't remember 100%. But says Rava, Eidecha Neman V'Yavama Mikal V'Chomer. He says, L'chura, Shchal V'Chomer, she should be Mutter with Eidecha. Why? Le'iser Kareis Kitarta, Le'iser Lav Lo Kol Shekei. Right? That in the, that was the question, no? Okay, good thing I said, though, that's not a good question. I did say it was a good point. Okay, so Rava says that in the case of, it's a chal v'chomer. Why? Because an Eid Echad is believed to say that a woman could remarry if her husband died, which is an Isser Kares. So surely, chal v'chomer, we should believe the Eid Echad, in this case, to marry Lashuk, which maximum is an Isser Lav. Yeah. So that's his chal v'chomer. However, Amalei Ahumi Rabbanan LaRava, it's not a chal v'chomer. Why not? Because he atzma tochiach. We can prove it from her herself. Meaning, the le'iser kareis itarta, le'iser lav lo itarta. Right? If not with an Eid Echad. If she herself comes and she herself says, I know my husband's dead, I saw him, he died or whatever, we believe her to get married. Yet, we learned yesterday that she's not believed to say that her Yavama died and she can get married. So here we see that even though this is Kares and this is a Lav, still, we see that for herself, in that it doesn't matter. Even though this is they believe her on the Kares thing, and they don't believe her on the Lav.
Why don't you believe her?
Okay, that's nothing more says. Ella, my time, Alomahem. And so why is that the case? Right? So why is it that we believe her in the case of, which is even worse, the Kares, but not in the Lav? And that we also saw yesterday, the Kevan, the Zimnin, the Sanyale, Lo Daika Uminaspa. So Eid Echad also Nami came in the Kevan, the Zimnin, the Sanyale, Lo Daika Uminaspa. So the reason is because there's this hatred that she might have towards her Yavama, and as her yavam, whatever, and because of that, she's not going to, as we said, see clearly, and she's going to accept. She herself is going to believe that her yavam's dead, or in the case of Eidachad as well, she might believe it more so than the case of her husband, where there's not necessarily this hatred. Okay, Rashi here. Okay, Elisir Kare says Rashi Lomar Meis Balei Chinasi. Okay, that's that. Okay, so now we're on the last part of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah. And we had the case where the woman was only engaged to this to her husband, not married, just engaged. And then her husband went overseas or whatever, and she was told her husband is dead. And she got remarried. She was married. Her husband went. She was married. Her husband went overseas, and then heard that she was dead. And then she got engaged only. And then the husband came back. That since she didn't live with anybody, she was only engaged to somebody. That's nothing. And then she can go back to her husband. And if the guy, that second guy that she got engaged to, gave her a get, it's meaningless. It doesn't affect. She can go back. She can still marry a kohen because she was only engaged. She didn't live with anybody, so it doesn't. It's nothing. So the midrash, the Mishnah said, Shadarish Rabbi Lazar ben Masiyah, etc. From the pasuk v'isha grusha m'isha, dafka kohen cannot marry a woman is mamish davar. It's not a woman who was only engaged to somebody. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Havalei le Rabbi Elazar le Midrash be Marganisa be Darish be Chaspa. So he said that Rabbi Elazar here in the Ben Masya, and so he could have darshened out of this pasuk a pearl, and instead he darshened a piece of pottery, a piece of cheres, meaning that his drasha was not, you know, some major bomb. You know, okay, a woman says he shall be grisha, migusha, misha, only married, not married, not, you know, okay. So he could have said a bigger a chiddush, something which is what the sanya, as we have my marganita. What is this marganita? The a really nice drasha that from the following the sanya says vishagru shamisha in the pasuk that we see from here afilu lo niskarsha elami isha psula lekahuna v'hainu reyachaget the posel v'kahuna. That even in a case where this wasn't a mamish, a kosher divorce, in that meaning that he gave her a get and he said to her, here I'm divorcing you, but only from me. But you can't go marrying anybody else. Okay, for me you're divorced, but you can't go marrying anybody else. So that's not a good get, because it's not a total crisis, whatever. So one would think that, okay, so that means that it's nothing, they're still 100% married, and right? So he says, if he died, let's say, just like that, then nothing, she's with her to a coin, you know, because there was nothing, there's no divorce, she's not a divorced woman. Kamash Malan, then no, she is considered divorced only, not really, but only insofar as marrying a coin. So if after giving such a get to his wife, he dies, then she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, because it's called Reyach a get. It's a little scent of a get, and that's enough that's a pasuk from a kuna. That's the drasha. And the Shaila, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, the Rashba says, since it comes from the pasuk, that's mamish deraisa. But the Rambam learns it's a derabanan. This Reyach a get here. Okay. That's the Rashi. No niskasha elamisha. She's only niskasha only from her husband, but not to other people. Gagon shechatzav laget v'amarla, and he says to her, "Arayat megureshes mimeni ve'iyat meteret lecholadim." Only from me, or again, but you can't go marrying anybody else. Shelo niskasha zulagamri. It's not total divorce. Elamisha nifredah. She's only basically separating from her husband. That's it. So that's not really called a divorce. It isn't called a divorce, but it's enough. Just a puzzler from Kahuna. That, yeah, that's the Marganita Nikudasa. Okay, next Mishnah. Mi shehalcha ishto lemedina sayam. Someone whose wife now went overseas. Bal v'amrulo, in this case it's two edim. Two edim came and said, Mesa ishtacha, that your wife died. V'nasat achotza. So fine, so he married her sister. As long as they're alive, you can't marry the sister. You can't marry two sisters as long as one, even if he's divorced from her, whatever, as long as they're both alive. But now that He had the edus that his wife is dead, so he can marry the sister, and he did. But v'charkach bau ishto. So now, then his wife comes back. It was a mistake. The wife comes back, and now he's married to the sister. But he's not really married to the sister because she's an erva, and it's not the condition. Whatever, it's not chal. So he's not really doesn't marry married to her. So what's the din? Here we see mutar lachzor lo. So even though we see by a woman, you know, with her husband, and her husband died, and her husband comes back, she's not allowed to go back, etc. But that's not the case over here. Here, when his real wife comes back, he's allowed to come back to his real wife. And not only that, mutar bikrobos ishnia. He's even, in other words, the marriage that he had made by marrying the sister was meaningless because he was really married to the sister. So therefore, he does not become aser to her relatives. This is the second one, not his real wife, the sister, muter to her relatives. Ushnia muteras bekrovav, and likewise the other way around, that the shnia is muter to the sister is muter to his relatives. Why? Because we said, because there was never really a marriage over here. Since, in fact, his wife was alive, the marriage was not a marriage, and so. Ve'im mesa rishona muteres b'shnia. And if the first wife does afterwards die, he's allowed to now marry the sister, even though he lived with her b'isser at one time, you know, through the mistake. But now that his real wife is nifter, he's allowed to go to the sister, even though he had lived with her b'yisr. Okay, see the Rashi on that first. Muteres lo lachzor lo, says Rashi. The kedusha shnia ain't in klum, like we said, because the kedusha the second one is nothing. Varehi kizunus, it's like zus. Va'amar b'gmara that osa, they learn from the pasuk osa. The pasuk is v'shachav ish osa by sota. So the Gemara learns out a little bit later on, and next off, that osa is shchivasa as osarta to her husband. That when the case of the husband, main shchivasa chosa osarta, and not living with the sister. Okay, mutar mikrovashnia says Rashi lisa abita, for example, to marry her daughter, the kaimalan no seem as anusa vesamafuta. Okay. Next case, amrulo mesa ishto. Next case in the Mishnah, that they said that your wife was again was overseas. She went overseas. Let's say, and she died. Vinasa esachosan. Again, he married the sister. V'charkach amrulo kayemes haisa umesa. Okay, so it's the same case we had before. You know, his wife died, married the sister, but now what happened? They came and they said it was a mistake. When you originally married the sister, your wife was really alive at the time, but now she's dead. Okay, and then he continued living with this woman. So the din is the vlad rishon is a mamzer because he was living with his wife's sister. So the kid is a mamzer. V'acharon, but after he found out there was a mistake, but now she's dead, and now he continues living with her. So that's okay. He's even, like we said before, mutaris mishnia. He's even allowed to live with her. So of course the second one is not a mamzer. He's 100%. Rabbi Yossi Omer kol sheposel al yedei acherim. Posel al yedei atzmo, v'chol she'ein posel al yedei acherim, eino posel al yedei atzmo. So it's right now. Rashi says b'gemar mafarshla. So we don't really understand this. He says where in a case where he disqualifies others, he disqualifies himself, and wherever he doesn't disqualify others, he doesn't disqualify himself. Whatever that means, we'll bezrat Hashem. Okay, still a little bit of the Gemara here. Yeah.
In the very first case, the child born also is the child born to mamzer from the second woman.
Right. Yeah. Because the first and second case is the same as far as the first. It's only that second case she really did die afterwards. But yeah. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah. And then again, our Mishnah said that his wife died, married the sister, based on the Eidus. And then they said that she was alive. So we learned that the wife, when she comes back, is still mutter to him. Is okay to him, even though he married the sister, whatever. The sister was married, we said was meaningless, and he is allowed to go back to his wife. So now the Gemara says, "V'afal gav the azil ishto v'giso l'medina sayam." So not only that, even if his wife and his brother-in-law went out, meaning. So up until now we were discussing, she had a sister, a single sister, whatever, his wife. So the wife went over, she's dead, she married a single sister, that's it. So now we're extending it, even if she had a married sister. Okay, she had a married sister, so the guy had a, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. And the brother-in-law also went overseas. So his wife went overseas and his brother-in-law went overseas. Then he got word that his wife died, and the wife's sister's husband, the brother-in-law, he also died. Okay, and then he says, okay, now I can marry you, because you're not married, you're not an Eishes Ish anymore, your husband died, my brother-in-law, and your sister, my wife, also died, so now I'm mutter to you. So since the Mishnah doesn't make a chiluk, assume that's the same thing. And so it says the Gemara, yeah. It's the same thing. So it comes out, and then what happened? They said, okay, they died, and then they came back and said it was a mistake. So now he has a double whammy, right? He was over on not only his marrying his wife's sister, but also Eishes Ish, because she was a married woman. She is a married woman. So ends up, right, he's over on Eishes Ish and Achos Ish. So what happens? Okay, so now let's examine the thing. So what are we going to say now? Now what? So okay, he was over. Now what? So the woman, the sister, cannot go back to her husband, right? Because she, let's say, heard her husband was dead and married this guy, but then he was really alive. So she can't go back to the sister-in-law. Can't go back to the husband. So yet now what about him, right? So the woman he lived with, she can't go back to her husband, but could he go back to his original wife, the sister? So the answer is yes, and that's the chiddush. The hani nisuin, that what the kemitzra eishes giso vafilu hachi eishes giso asiro, but ishto sharya. Right, and even though she's not allowed to go back to her husband anymore, but he is allowed to go back to the Adafka Eishetski, so is a zero, but Ishtoshar, but his own wife is, he's allowed to go back to, but lo amrino mitosh nesar, nesra, Eishetski, so giso, we do not say that since, look, the woman I live with, she's not allowed to go back to her husband, so I shouldn't be allowed to come back wife. No, it's two different things. She's not allowed to go back to her husband, but he is allowed to go back. Below Amrina Mitokshin, that's right. She's Gishol Gishol Tehasar Ishto Alav. We don't say that. He is allowed to go back to his wife, but she's not allowed to go back to her husband. Well, because the whole din of the woman is not allowed to go back to her husband. Okay, well, the truth is, let's leave it for a second, because the Gemara has the next piece of the Gemara, and we're going to discuss it, so it's a little complicated, so wait till the Gemara. Okay, so let's just see Rashi on this. The Giso, Baal Achos Ishto, that's the husband of his wife's sister, brother-in-law, as we call it. Uba Eidechad Vamarlo, so Eidecha came and told him, Mesa Ishtacha. First the Eid came and said, your wife died. Vilazu Amar Mesa Valech. And then that same Eid came to his sister-in-law and said, oh, and your husband died. The Amad says, okay, so now we're both single. They got married. Vamad Menasa. They got married to her. Vacharkach Bao Vishto Vegiso. And then it was not true, and they both came back. The Seder. name of the, okay, that's the next thing. Okay, we'll stop here.